When I went into the Washington State Senate a long time ago, I was asked what committees I wanted to be on, and one of the committees I asked to be on was the Senate Transportation Committee. And of course, the first thing I was told is that there were no women on the committee. And I said, well, that doesn't make a difference to me. I had senators say, can you golf as part of the requirement? And finally, one senator said to me, why would you want to be on transportation? This is kind of a men's committee. And I looked at him and I said, you know, if you've ever been in a car with a three-year-old that has just been potty trained and you are stuck in traffic, you know why I need to be on this committee. So I got the slot and served on the Washington State Transportation Committee and had a great opportunity there. And now, as the United States Senator, have really been given a tremendous opportunity because I chair the United States Senate Transportation Appropriations Committee and literally have the obligation to decide where transportation dollars go all over this country, whether it's for roads or bridges, highways, our airports, our seaports, and the Coast Guard. To me, those kinds of decisions affect people's personal lives, whether they can get to work fast, whether they can go pick up their child at daycare in time. It's a quality of life issue, and it really is an economic issue because dollars that we invest in transportation provide jobs for people, real jobs that allow them to be safe and secure and be a great part of their lives. So I just love being on the Transportation Committee and having the opportunity to be involved in that.